Vamos a empezar a grabar esta llamada. We're going to begin to record this call. And once again, we're going to have Brother Sid come on. El hermano Sid va a dar un testimonio de lo que él está haciendo ahorita para preparar nuestro van, nuestro autobús. He's going to give us a testimony in talking about how he's preparing our van for our bus ministry to make sure that everything's going to be working properly. Again, this is another form, another aspect of evangelism. Este es otro aspecto del evangelismo y queremos oír de nuestro hermano Sid. Y ahorita lo vamos a abrir su línea. Brother Sid, are you on the line, sir?
Yes, Brother Vic, I am here, and I'm happy to share a word tonight.
Excelente. Hermano Sid está aquí, él está muy feliz en dar una palabra referente a lo que él está haciendo. And if I'm not mistaken, I think Brother Sid is actually in the van that he's been working on today. Is that right, Brother Sid?
Yes, brother. I am actually currently at the van. I'm out sitting in the parking lot at the church.
Perfect. There it is. Hands-on training, hands-on testimony here. Hermano Sid va a dar una palabra referente al van y él está actualmente aquí en la iglesia listo para trabajar en el van esta noche. Just remember, Brother Sid, every couple sentences I'll jump in to translate into Spanish. Go ahead and give us what is on your heart. Denos lo que está en su corazón, hermano Sid.
Well, praise the Lord, church. I want to thank everybody for being on the call tonight.
Dios lo bendiga a todos. Gracias a todos que están en la llamada esta noche.
First, I wanted to say that us in the church, we all have a responsibility that we can take.
Cada uno de nosotros en la iglesia, cada uno tenemos una responsabilidad que cada uno puede tomar en la iglesia. That's good, Brother Sid.
And you know, Brother Ralph said that we're Plan B and we're it.
Y el hermano Raúl predicó anoche, nosotros somos el plan, no hay otro plan, se trata de nosotros.
But even though we are Plan B, each one of us can have a plan that we can put together.
Y aunque nomás nosotros somos esta plan alternativa, cada uno de nosotros podemos preparar nuestra propia plan.
And I think it's very important that us as a church, that we share the burden of what we need to do in the church and that we take some responsibility on.
Y es importante que cada uno de nosotros tomamos nuestra propia responsabilidad y que hagamos el trabajo que se requiere cada uno de nosotros.
Each one of us is going to have a certain calling, and I think that we need to find it, and that we need to take charge of it and get that plan moving.
Y cada uno de nosotros tenemos que asegurarnos de que vamos a ser nuestro propio líder para tomar responsabilidad por este plan.
And as far as me, I enjoy being outdoors. I enjoy helping with a lot of different things.
Yo, en mí mismo, me encanta ayudar con diferentes cosas cuando estamos afuera trabajando.
And I thought that this taking over the bus would be a great help. And I recognized that Sean Thaler, he was taking over it and that I could help him.
Y yo realicé que el hermano Sean estaba ayudando con esto y yo decidí ayudarle con esto también.
And I think it's important that we all take a responsibility, and I'm very happy that I took over this for the church.
Y yo decidí tomar esto como parte de mi responsabilidad.
And it's going to be a great joy to see this van running and picking up kids for Sunday school.
Y va a ser una bendición poder usar este van para recoger los niños para la escuela dominical.
And church, I think that as long as we're helping out and finding something to do in the church, it can be a great blessing to us and to pastor.
Y yo sé que si vamos, cada uno de nosotros hacemos nuestra responsabilidad, va a ser una ayuda grande para nuestra iglesia y para nuestro pastor.
Brother Vic, thank you. I didn't have too much tonight. I know that I want to thank you for having me on. I was a little bit unprepared, but I'm happy to at least have a word for the church.
And it was great, Brother Sid. I know that you were tied up tonight working on the van. Yo sabía que el hermano Sid estaba ocupado trabajando en el van, pero con estos momentitos que él nos dio, nos habló de su corazón. But for these few moments that he spoke to us from his heart. And that's why I wanted Brother Sid to share this tonight, everybody. You see, this is a burden, a genuine desire that came from his heart. I want to help with the van. I want to do something for evangelism. Esto vino genuinamente, sinceramente de su corazón. Yo quiero ayudar. Yo quiero arreglar el van. Yo quiero hacer lo que se trate con el evangelismo. So that's the reason why we wanted to hear from
Brother. Amen, brother. Amen.
Amen. And when he says amen, he means it. Praise God. Con eso dicho, I'm going to go ahead and switch gears. Con eso dicho, voy a cambiar de tema un momentito ahorita y quiero hablarles de otra cosa, hermanos, de otro asunto. And that is this. Just before we got out tonight, make this call with Brother Sid, I was in the church praying for a little bit. Estaba en la iglesia yo orando por un ratito, y entró la hermana Jessica, la esposa del hermano Sid. In comes Jessica into the church, Brother Sid's wife, while I was praying in the church just a little while ago. And we started talking a little bit. Ella me habló un poquito, y ella me dijo una cosa poderosa. She told me something powerful. She said this. She was going through some notes here a few months ago when Brother Pence was here, and it really stuck out, the notes that she made. Revival begins with humility. I'm going to say it again. I'm feeling the Holy Ghost just saying this. Revival begins with humility. El avivamiento empieza en español, my Spanish is slipping here, everybody. Con la humildad, cuando somos humildes, eso es donde empieza el avivamiento. And at first, when she said it, it didn't click. I thought, well, what does that mean? How does revival begin with humility? I'm not sure what that means. Al principio no entendí lo que quería decir esto. El avivamiento empieza con la ser humilde. ¿Cómo? ¿Qué es la aplicación? What is the application? In what context is this statement? And how does it make sense? ¿Cómo nos quiere decir el hermano Pence en el mensaje that revival begins with humility? El avivamiento empieza en ser humilde. Then as we began to talk, something came out. Algo vino. Número uno. Esto, lo que está hablando el hermano Sid. First of all, let's look at Brother Sid. He had a humble spirit. Tenía un espíritu humilde. Yo quiero ayudar con el van. I'll help with the van, whatever it takes. Maybe no one's going to know about it. It's behind the scenes. Es algo que nadie va a entender lo que está haciendo él. Pero no importa. He's not doing it to be seen. That's the whole point. He's not doing it so everybody, oh, look at what I'm doing. No one may even know about it. Posiblemente nadie va a saber lo que él está haciendo, porque él lo está haciendo de su corazón. Ahí atrás de la iglesia nadie lo ve. That's a form of humility, and it's part of revival. Es una forma de ser humilde y es parte de ser del avivamiento. And then there's something else Sister Jessica commented on. She said, suffering. What? Humility is synonymous with suffering. Wow. Ella me dijo algo que el sufrimiento es sinónimo con ser humilde. Okay, I can see that. But how does it connect to revival? Well, there it is. Someone who's suffering. There's several people in our church right now who are going through some trials, some tests. Several people. There's a brother Art. There's a sister Alina. There's a sister Ponce, Sister Lavin, several who have been going through some things, and I'm missing quite a few, some of our seniors. I see varias gentes que están sufriendo ahorita en nuestra iglesia, el hermano Art, hermano Alina, hermana Ponce, hermano hermana Lavinant, y varios otros de nuestros ancianos. Anoche, Boy, I'm feeling this right now. Anoche, last night, Brother Israel brought his grandma, Sister Naomi, up to the front. We prayed for her, and there's some things there that she's going through. La hermana Naomi, la abuelita de hermano Israel, y quiso oración anoche, y estamos orando por ella, y después de hablar, resultó que hay otras cosas que está sufriendo ahorita. I'm thinking about it, Brother Ruben Caballero. Hermano Ruben Caballero, estoy pensando en él. I felt to go talk to Sister Giovanna the other night, and sure enough, there's a need there, everybody. Yo sentí hablar con su esposa el domingo en la noche, y sí, hay necesidad ahí. Pues, hermano Víctor, ¿de qué estás hablando? ¿Avivamiento? What are you talking about, Brother Vic? Revival? Yes, we are. Because you see, even though, like Brother Raul preached last night, como predicó el hermano Raul anoche, el avivamiento, estamos todos emocionados, todos excitados, we're all excited and emotional, and we're all wanting to do revival. But wait a minute. What about when that feeling's gone? What about when we fall into a place of suffering? ¿Qué pasa? I'm feeling the Holy Ghost just saying this, everyone, tonight. ¿Qué pasa cuando la emoción se desaparece y ya no sentimos ese motivo para el avivamiento? Y peor, ¿qué pasa cuando caemos en un lugar de sufrimiento? What happens when we fall into a place of suffering? What do we do then? And then comes two scriptures to mind. The scripture that came to my mind earlier tonight is found in 2 Corinthians chapter 12 and verse 10. La primera escritura que viene a mente se encuentra en 2 de Corintios capítulo 12 y versículo 10. ¿Y qué es lo que dice? Therefore I take pleasure in infirmities. What? I take pleasure in infirmities, in reproaches, in the necessities. Por lo cual, por amor a Cristo, me gozo en las debilidades. But it's a little bit better in Spanish, everybody. The translation is a little bit better. It says, what it's saying is, for the same reason, and for the love of Christ, because I love Jesus, I'm going to be joyful in my debilities, in my weakness, in my suffering. It's a little richer in Spanish, isn't it? In English, therefore I take pleasure in infirmities, in reproaches, in necessities, in persecutions, in afrentas, in necesidades, in persecuciones, in angustias, in distresses for Christ's sake, in angustias. But here comes the key phrase, the anchor phrase. Ready? Ready, everybody? For when I am weak, then am I strong. For when I am weak, then am I strong. It doesn't make sense. Let's read it in Spanish. Porque cuando soy débil, entonces soy fuerte. Cuando estoy débil, entonces estoy fuerte. It doesn't make sense to our human carnal mind. What? How am I going to be strong when I'm weak? ¿Cómo voy a ser fuerte cuando estoy débil? Estamos hablando de cosas espirituales, hermanos. Remember, we're speaking from a spiritual standpoint, and it's hard to see it when we're strong in our flesh. Ooh, let's go do revival. Let's do what we're going to do in our humanity, in our strength. But wait a minute, we got to remember, we're just using this human vessel to carry us to do that revival. But our spiritual man, our spiritual woman, I am feeling this tonight. Oh my God, let's just pray right now. ¿Por qué no ora? Hallelujah, ¿por qué no oramos ahorita? Why don't we just pray right now? And pray that God would give us this revelation, this understanding, that when I'm weak, then I am strong. Cuando estoy débil es cuando estoy fuerte. ¿Por qué no oramos ahorita? Gracias, Señor, por darnos este entendimiento. Gracias por darnos esta revelación. Thank you for giving us this understanding, Lord, and for giving us this revelation that when I'm weak, then am I strong. Then can I see with the right eyes, with the right vision. Why? Because our vision is no longer blurred by the strength of our flesh and our humanity. Cuando estamos débiles es cuando podemos ver claramente y podemos ver la visión propia que el Señor quiere que veamos. ¿Por qué? Porque ya no estamos viendo con los ojos carnales, con los ojos de nuestra fuerza humana. We're not seeing through our eyes of our human strength anymore, but we can see Hallelujah. We can see through the eyes and see properly the vision that what God wants us to see through when we're weak in our humanity, when we're weak in our human strength. Oh, but our spiritual man, our spiritual woman is becoming stronger. It's becoming stronger. God has given us something great in our spiritual body, in our spiritual man, in our spiritual woman. There's a strength. There's gifts that He's giving us. Hallelujah. Hay regalos y dones que el Señor nos está dando. Yaradaboku yarabashatai. Oh, qué cosa grande estamos, entendemos ahorita. And with that said, I didn't have the scripture planned tonight. Yo no tenía esta otra escritura planeada esta noche, pero se los voy a leer. Hallelujah, hallelujah. I'm already getting text messages from folks that are I hope you all are feeling this. Brother Vic isn't just being emotional tonight, everybody. There's something powerful the Lord is delivering to us tonight. I'm just the mouthpiece tonight. I'm going to read to you from 2 Timothy chapter 2 and verse 3. Vamos a leer de 2 de Timoteo capítulo 2 y versículo 3. Boy, I'm feeling this anointing tonight, everybody. Listen to this. Thou, therefore, endure hardness as a good soldier of Jesus Christ. I don't know if I'm going to be able to get through this tonight, everybody. One more time. Thou, therefore, endure hardness as a good soldier of Jesus Christ. In Spanish, tú, pues, sufre penalidades como buen soldado de Jesucristo. Tú, pues, sufre penalidades como buen soldado de Jesucristo, like a good soldier of Jesus Christ. Suffer hardness, endure hardness. The Apostle Paul is telling us, telling us to do this, the Apostle Paul. We're talking about a man who would spend days and weeks or maybe even months in a prison cell. Estamos hablando de un apóstol Pablo que escribió esto, que estaba quedándose en una prisión por días, semanas o meses. Este hombre pudo decir estas palabras. This man could preach that message because he walked the walk and he talked the talk that he walked. Suffering, taking stripes, being whipped and being malnourished, and they're suffering in that prison cell. Le estaban dando latigazos al apóstol Pablo. No le estaban dando buen alimento y se quedaba allí. But he could say, when I am weak, then am I strong. Él pudo decir las palabras, cuando estoy débil es cuando yo estoy fuerte. Porque él entendió, he was able to learn how to tap into a new source of strength. Hallelujah. Él aprendió cómo poder entrar a un nuevo zono, a un nuevo lugar de fuerza, de poder. Think about plugging in when your cell phone battery is about to die and you plug it into that wall socket, it begins to receive that juice. Y cuando su celular empieza a perder esa batería, la pila, por decir, puede poner la conexión a la pared y ya empieza a recibir ese poder. It's the same exact thing. When we have that weakness beginning to enter into our body with suffering or sickness or whatever it may be, we learn how to tap into that spiritual power source. Praise God. Empezamos a aprender cómo poder nuestra línea en el poder de poder con el Señor y podemos recibir un poder espiritual. Hallelujah. But here's the last thing I want to leave you with. I checked the actual translation, the modern translation. Yo pude checar la traducción to a este versículo, and you're going to be surprised to what I found out. The verse 3 in English says, thou therefore endure hardness as a good soldier of Jesus Christ. Hay que sufrir cosa dura, como un soldado bueno de Cristo. Look at what the New International Version says. Join with me in suffering like a good soldier of Christ Jesus. Join with me. Notice the original translation just says, thou therefore endure hardness as a good soldier of Jesus Christ. But the translation says, join with me in suffering like a good soldier of Christ Jesus. Lo que dice en la nueva traducción dice, sufre juntamente conmigo. Sufra juntamente conmigo como un buen soldado de Cristo Jesús. The New Living Translation says, endure suffering along with me. Endure suffering along with me. Sufra juntamente conmigo como un buen soldado de Jesucristo. The English Standard Version says, share in suffering. Share in suffering as a good soldier of Christ Jesus. Una vez más. Tenga confraternidad conmigo, sufra juntamente conmigo como un buen hermano, como una buena hermana y como un buen soldado de Jesucristo. Everybody, I had no plans on going to this tonight. Yo no tenía planes de hablar de esto esta noche, pero cuando hermana Jessica me habló de esto, revival begins with humility. El avivamiento empieza con ser humilde, and humility is synonymous with suffering. Y ser humilde es sinónimo con el sufrimiento. Hermanos, hay que amarrarnos brazo con nuestros hermanos que están sufriendo ahorita. Brethren, let's lock arms in arms with our brethren who are suffering, who are going through some hard things right now, because this is part of revival. Revival begins. Whew, hallelujah, I can't get over this. Every time I say it, the anointing hits me strong. Revival begins with humility, and humility is joined hand in hand with suffering. El avivamiento empieza con ser humilde, y ser humilde es sinónimo con el sufrimiento. Todo esto es parte del avivamiento. All of this is part of revival. Praise God. Praise God. Gloria a Dios. Espero que han sentido el ungimiento que yo he sentido esta noche. I really hope and pray sincerely that you have felt this anointing. Boy, I can't get rid of this. I don't want to get rid of this. Praise God. And when I hang up tonight, I'm going to go back into the church and pray some more. I hope all of you will find your prayer closet and get a hold of this tonight, everybody. Before I let you go, I want to remind you, we're going to be having our evangelism street service this Saturday at 11 a.m. Vamos a tener nuestro servicio en la calle de evangelismo aquí a las 11 de la mañana, aquí en la calle 4 y Grove. Once again, on the corner of 4th and Grove. It is at our new hotspot, our new revival evangelism street service on Saturday mornings at 11 a.m. We want to see everybody there. Queremos ver todos allí este sábado a las 11 de la mañana en la esquina de la 4 y la Grove. Praise God. Praise God. I don't even want to end up. You know, I'm going to go ahead. We're going to close in prayer tonight, everybody. Vamos a orar todos juntos. I'm going to open up the lines. I want to hear everybody to hear everybody praying together. Y queremos orar todos juntos. Why don't we just pray together one more time? Let's bind together with this anointing that we're feeling. Vamos a amarrarnos unos, encadenarnos. We're going to chain ourselves together, praise God, as we bind together and we pray together for, let's pray for our brethren that are in suffering, that are going through some hard things. Hay que orar por todos juntos que están sufriendo algo. Hay que orar ahorita. Let's pray together. Lord Jesus, Señor Jesús, vamos a orar ahorita, Señor. Estamos pidiendo por su ungimiento, Señor. Estamos pidiendo, Señor, que usted nos dé la fuerza, el entendimiento y la revelación que recibimos esta noche. Help us to pray with the new understanding and the revelation that you've given us tonight, Lord God, that we're going to bind together in suffering. We're going to endure hardness like a good soldier, but that means we're going to bind together and join in each other's suffering. Vamos a amarrarnos uno al otro y con el sufrimiento, con el hermano que está sufriendo, vamos a amarrarnos en el sufrimiento como un soldado bueno, like a good soldier. Hallelujah, hallelujah. Yarabocu, yarabashata. Hermanos, espero que han sentido lo que estamos sintiendo esta noche y nos vamos a ver juntos esta mañana, sábado en la mañana a las 11 de la mañana. We plan to see everybody there Saturday at 11 a.m. Dios me los bendiga a todos. Amén y amén. God bless all of you in Jesus' name.